Well, Coach, Elkhorn North back at the state meet. It's no surprise whatsoever. Would you say that, Coach? You're not surprised at all for your kids to make it back to a Class B two-day state meet.
No, but last year we got to witness, I think in our district, I don't know for sure, but I thought it was maybe like a 318-ish that didn't get in. So, it's just such a blessing to have the opportunity to go compete against so many great teams.
Wow, you had a heck of a district with Norris not two at what 282, Gretna 298. My gosh, two big time scores right there.
We feel like Gretna's pretty similar to us, but my understanding was their five guys shot a 70. And when your five guys shoots a 70, you're probably going to catapult yourself past some of the other teams. So so good for the Dragons there. And obviously we've seen Norris enough to know that when they get like that, they're pretty scary. And luckily we've had lots of battles with them this year. And most of the time we're close. Well, if we play well, we feel like we're close for a while, and then they've run away from us a few times too. But I'm glad we get to go against the Bennington Badgers and the Norris Titans so many times throughout the year, so we kind of know what to expect.
All those guys know each other. I mean, and I'm sure it's great competition every meet you go to, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we've had this group, but this year more than ever, our groupings have just been incredible. I mean, we're playing with those guys in premier groups all the time. So, I think that helps you too. You know, that helps you a lot throughout the year. So,
Andrew Neidfeld, kind of be your number one guy, and boy, he had a great district score too, didn't he?
His consistency has been nothing short of amazing this year, and we're excited for him to go out west and does what he just does what he does every time out there, and. And blessed for him to hopefully get in a couple good groups and hopefully play well.
He got off to a great start last year and what led the field by a good 13 strokes after day one and came back and what 298 in day two. So incredible start and a great finish for you.
It's cool to think back on that, and sometimes it doesn't feel like we played that well, but those are amazing scores, especially considering the conditions that we played in last year. So,
and what a field. I mean, we talked about Norris and Bennington, yourself. Pius is back there. You know, the Bison are back there. York's back there. Scottsbluff is going to be tough in their home course. So another incredible field, isn't it?
It's hard to write anybody off. That's the crazy part. And I don't know if it's as many teams as last year that I felt like could win it, but there's a number of teams that can play well and make some noise. So it'll be really interesting.